Welcome to the Project Zion podcast. This podcast explores the unique spiritual and theological gifts Community of Christ offers for today's world.
Well, welcome to Coffee in the Swarm. This is Mike Hoffman at Graceland University, and I'm really excited today to have our Graceland summer reps with us, Santina Hernandez, Molly Sharp, and Kinsey Collins. So all three of you, welcome to Coffee in the Swarm. Although we know we're not actually having coffee and we're not in the swarm. That's okay. Yeah. So anyway, great to have you here. I'm just excited to be interviewing people in person without masks, and because you're all vaccinated and I'm vaccinated. So, you know, that's pretty cool. So why don't we start off with just each of you telling me a little bit about yourself, so we are familiar with our listeners can know more about you. So, yeah. Kinsey, go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm Kinsey Collins. I'll be a senior this year at Graceland, which is wild to think.
Wild because it's already your senior year.
Yes. I never thought, like, you're in middle school and you're like, college? That's eons away. And then, so now we're here. But I've changed my major many of times, but now I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm majoring in theater, minoring in music, and I love it. Really involved with residence life on campus, student life, which I love. And yeah.
Great. Molly, tell us a little bit about you.
So my name is Molly Sharp, and I'm also going to be a senior this year. I am an English major with a minor in Hispanic studies. I just love languages and like learning about them and how they kind of work and develop over time. I'm also on the cheer team because I just love being not really athletic, but cheering on our other sports teams and just being a positive kind of person. And I also work in the writing center, which is super big with my major. It helps me with my papers, and I get to help students with their papers and just get to learn and teach new people how to be better writers.
Very good. Thank you. And Santina.
Oh, yeah. So my name is Santina Hernandez. I will be a senior as well. And I'm a double major in sociology and Hispanic studies with a minor in psychology. I was recently the IDEA president my junior year, and this year I will be the Latinx president. Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit more about the organizations? Because I'm sure some of our listeners probably are not familiar with what IDEA is, or Latinx for that matter. But yeah.
Yeah. So IDEA stands for Inclusion, Diversity, Equity Alliance, and it's a new GSG position.
Part of the Graceland Student Government.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And so this upcoming year will be the second year we've had it on campus. And what we do is we support the other clubs on campus, like Polynesian Club, Black Student Union, the Latinx Club, SAGE, and the International Club. And so what we do is we help amplify their events and stuff like that on campus, and also help support them, and also just support and make sure there's another voice for the underrepresented groups on campus.
Great. That sounds very good. And then you said you're going to be president of Latinx Alliance. Is that the name of it?
No, it's just Latinx Club.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. And that's all about Hispanic?
Hispanic and Latin.
And Latin.
Culture. Okay.
Very good. Great. All right. So tell me a little bit about where you're from and maybe about what your church life was like, or church experience was like. Yeah, we can go. Santina, why don't you start with the first order?
So I'm from Kansas City, Kansas. And my church, I go to Bethel, which is in the Wyandotte area. And it's small, but it's not too small. Like, we all love each other. It's really chill. Super laid back, and I just love it. I miss it because we haven't had it in person, but hopefully soon we will sometime. But yeah, I like it a lot.
Great. Molly, what about you?
So I'm from Locust Grove, Oklahoma, and I go to the congregation there, and we're also very small. But all of our members are very loving people, and they just love to make sure that all of us younger generation, I guess, even my mom is considered younger generation. They like to make sure that we're taken care of, and that we're taking care of ourselves and being mentally healthy and physically healthy. And I just really love all of them a lot.
Very good.
Kinsey? I'm from the Superior Kansas City, Kansas City, Missouri.
Wow, cross-town rivals.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's really good Molly's in between.
Yeah. Against the Missouri, I go to Woods Chapel Community of Christ, which is a 30-minute drive for my family every Sunday. We decided to move over there because they had a really big group of young people. My cousins go there, and it's a really big congregation compared to the Liberty Community of Christ. Where
is that where you used to go?
Okay. Yeah, that's where my grandparents go to.
Okay.
But very loving community.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. So what brought you to Graceland? I mean, I'm sure you have different reasons for what you did. Kenzie sort of laughed at you. We'll start with you. What brought you to Graceland?
Well, I didn't want to come to Graceland at all.
Oh.
This was, I...
the truth be told,
no, I was not going to come to Graceland. Not because I didn't like it, but yeah. I had come here for spec and all this stuff. And I was like, I'm going to go to a big university where, like, theater's huge. And, like, and to be honest, the reason I applied for Graceland was at spec because I didn't want to do the icebreakers. So I was like, might as well apply for Graceland.
Yeah.
But no, then I was like, in my audition process, I came here and I met Tracy Salter, who's the theater professor, and I met Sarah Blessing, who's choir director, and I fell in love with them, fell in love with the programs, and I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Very cool. So, very cool.
I'm very happy I chose.
Yeah, and then I heard at one point, I heard something about you, actually. I heard Milt, but maybe you wouldn't stay at Graceland.
I was going to transfer.
Yeah.
But I was like, I have way too much going for me here.
Okay.
And I was like, and I finally realized that I didn't want to be a teacher. So I was like, I'm going to stay here and continue doing theater, continue doing residence life because I love it and I'm working my way up.
Yeah. It's amazing to me what people can do with theater majors because I came across a professional youth minister a long time ago. Anyway, she was a really dynamic speaker at one of our conferences. And I asked her afterward, I said, well, what did you major in, you know, just out of curiosity? And she said, theater.
That's like Brian White, who's a professor here.
Yeah.
He has a theater degree.
Yeah.
You can do a lot.
Yeah. Molly, what about you?
So I really didn't know a whole lot about Graceland before high school, even. Okay. I had heard about it because my aunt and uncle went here back in the 80s. And so I was like, it doesn't seem like my sort of place.
Yeah.
I'm not even really going to consider it. And then I came up for spec after my sophomore year of high school. And I just met that year's Graceland reps. And I got to meet the cheer coach up here and just a bunch of other really interesting people that were planning on being here. And it really was just kind of like something clicked into place. And it was like, oh, this is definitely like, I could see myself living here and growing here and just becoming who I need to be at Graceland. And it was really kind of an uphill battle because my family wanted me to go to school in Oklahoma and stay in that kind of general area. Mm-hmm. But I really was like, I want to go out of state. And if I can't go out of state, let's make a compromise. Let's have Graceland be our compromise. You trust the campus up there. You know the campus. You know several people up there. I'll be safe. There'll be plenty of people to take care of me. And that was kind of our compromise. And I'm just really glad that I'm here now. It's been a wonderful experience.
That's great. Great. Santina?
I didn't know much like about Graceland until, like Molly said, until I came to spec.
Okay.
And I came my sophomore year as well. And I just like, I really liked how the campus was. It just gave off the energy that I really enjoyed. And I had applied for schools that were all throughout like Kansas and stuff like that, but I didn't, and I visited them, but it just didn't seem right. I didn't like how at those universities, it was more like a number. They didn't really care as much about the students. And also like, I just got comfortable with the campus just because I was here for 3 years, like for the summer. And after like coming here, I was by myself and I didn't know, and I only knew one person. That was it. Only one person. But because like the campus is just so diverse and everyone is welcoming, you like learn and get to know people very quickly.
Yeah, that's great. So there's lots of things you could have done in the summer, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there was probably some pressure to get a normal job is what I was going to say, but I'm not sure normal jobs even exist in the pandemic right now. But so what made you decide to become a Graceland summer rep? You know, I mean, Was there something that intrigued any one of you or all of you? Or, yeah, Cynthia?
Yeah, so I had an awesome greaser at my junior year, I think, of high school. Yeah, I think it was my junior year. Her name was Sydney Scott, and she went to school here, obviously. But she was just amazing, and I loved what she was doing when she was at our camp, and just the energy she had, and she, like, we still keep in contact and stuff like that, and she, like, I don't know, just, like, the story she would tell me and stuff like that from, like, her other camps, I just really enjoyed, and I wanted to do the same thing, and I think it's important to, like, help kids, especially their first generation, to realize that college is a choice for them. And so I wanted to be able to go to camps and do that as well.
Yeah. Molly, did you have
Similarly, I wanted to be a Grayson rep because I had such amazing Grayson reps when I would come up to SPAC and when I go to senior high camp. But it wasn't really those that made me decide to be a Grayson rep so much as I wanted to be someone who can just speak about how awesome Graceland is and try to get more people here. Because when I was telling people my senior year of high school, like, oh, I'm going to Graceland, like, where the question I would get most often, oh, in Memphis?
Yeah.
Where Elvis lived? No, not that Graceland. So
sometimes I want to push back and say, no, the original.
Yes. And so I just kind of wanted to help kind of build awareness for Graceland, and getting to meet new people is something I'm always super big into. I love just being around other people. Even if sometimes I'm a little shy at first, I think getting to meet new people and getting to learn about them is super fun and, like, interesting. So yeah, that's why I did it.
Great.
Well, I grew up going to church camps every summer of my life. And so I only really knew one campground and one group of people. So yeah. I really wanted to be able to experience different camps and different ways of, because no camp is the same.
Yeah.
And that's so I really true. Wanted to be able to travel around and just be able to be involved in different kind of atmospheres and see what those are like.
Is there anything particularly, well, you've said some of this, so maybe all of you don't want to respond to this, but is there anything in particular you're looking forward to during your summer? I mean,
I'm excited to fly to Pennsylvania.
All right.
But
because you're going to a camp there. Mm-hmm. And you know, the other thing is, I know I talked to your coordinator before you came here this morning. I know that part of your assignments this summer are actually virtual camps, and part of them are in-person camps. Mm-hmm. So you're going to Pennsylvania. Do you have an in-person, Molly?
I do have an in-person camp. I'll be going to Lake Donovan,
which is my home camp.
Which is your home camp.
Yeah. So, yep.
Yeah. And Santina, do you have
I have one with Chihuahua, which is my home campground, but we're having it at Donovan. Just because, like, the Chihuahua one wasn't, like, quite ready yet, like the COVID protocols.
Sure.
And then my second one is Texas.
Okay.
And so I'll be in
Texas. So you'll actually get to experience in person, mm-hmm. too, as well as virtual. So that's really cool. Yeah. So I don't know. You've described in some ways already your Graceland experience. Is there anything you'd add about Graceland that would be part of your experience, or in addition to some of the things you've said already?
I would say my Graceland experience has been amazing because I feel like here you get a lot closer with your professors rather than you would at a big university. Mm-hmm. So I'm really close with the professors who are with my major, my theater professor and choir. And I'm just so comfortable going to them for anything. It doesn't have to be specific to a class, but I feel like they're always going to be a part of my life, even after I graduate from here. And just the people are amazing. Grayson does a really great job at hiring professors who care and want to see their students succeed, which I think is awesome. And Grayson is very unique in the sense you can do just about anything. Like, I know I have friends who wanted to do softball and theater, where at a bigger campus, you can't do that. You have to pick. Mm-hmm. But Grayson's really good at letting you do just about anything you want. And I think it's great.
Anybody else?
It's just, I feel like it's just very caring with the students and professors. Like, you get to meet so many different people and make memories that you wouldn't think you'd make 10 years beforehand, and just making your own fun. Like, there isn't much to do in Lamoni. And so it's like, whether it's not Costa events, like if there's no Costa events going on, you're making your own fun, whether it be with your house or just like random people you see at the Swarm. Like, I know just this past year, me and like some of the girls on our house and like some of the boys on our brother house, we were just in the Swarm playing Among Us on our phones, and we stayed up till like 2 a.m. and it was amazing.
All right, Molly. Is there anything about your Graceland experience?
Yeah, I mean, both of them kind of covered it already.
Okay.
Like, generally, the people and the professors are some of my favorite parts about being here at Graceland. All of the English professors that I've met have just been super caring and want me to do well. And if I'm struggling, even if it's not necessarily with their class, if it's just like, I need help figuring out how to do this thing, any one of them is like, okay, come by my office and we'll talk it out and we'll figure it out. And I think that's super nice that they not only know my name and my face, but they care enough to be like, yeah, we'll figure it out and I'll help you in any way I can. And then I guess, yeah, just kind of making your own memories with all your friends. So like this past winter, me and, well, maybe it was 2 winters ago. We built like a 7-foot-tall snowman in front of the chapel on campus because there was enough snow and we were just like, yeah, we just wanted to. Mm-hmm. So it was very much just like a children's activity, but we're children at heart. And this is how we're going to build our 7-foot-tall snowman. And he's going
to
be great.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool. So what do you plan to do after you graduate? You're all in your last year or going into your last year. So do you have things you want to do or know you're going to do or maybe not yet?
That's yeah.
Sentina, it's there.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm going to go get my master's afterwards.
Okay.
But I just don't know quite yet. I still
thinking about it.
Yeah. And I need to do some research and stuff like that, but it's scary.
Yeah. Well, I won't tell you it's not scary. Well, I can tell you stories, but Molly, do you?
So I'm currently planning on going back home for a little bit and maybe taking a couple years off from school and then potentially going to get my master's and my doctorate in English.
Okay.
And then
and come back to Graceland and teach?
Maybe. I've thought about it.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of leaning towards being like an editor at a publishing company or being a writer because those are such big parts of my life that I do it almost every day.
Yeah.
So
very good. Very good. Kenzie?
Yeah. I'm looking to go get my MFA after I graduate from here, and I'm really excited. And I think I would love to maybe go and do that in Chicago because it's my favorite place ever.
Okay.
And I think it would just be so fun to be able to live there for 2 years and see how I like it. And yeah, I get my MFA in acting, theater, and with that, I could be a college professor if I wanted to, but I'm going to try to act for me and make it. So
yeah,
that's my plan.
Very good. Great. So this is an opportunity, you know, to speak to members of the church. And I've added a question here, like, what hopes do you have for Community of Christ in the future? And is there, I'll add part of that, like, what hopes do you have? And then is there anything that you would like to tell or express to the leaders of Community of Christ about the future of the church? I mean, is there, you know?
Yeah,
you have hopes?
When looking at this question, I just think how welcoming and how open Community of Christ has always been to any group of people growing up and all this stuff. And I just really love that because you don't see that from a lot of other groups. And I just hope they just continue to be open-minded and welcoming to all people, no matter who they are or what their background is, because we all deserve to be able to go to a place where we feel welcomed and safe. And I felt really blessed to be able to grow up in a Community of Christ church that has been like that. So thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Molly, any thoughts?
So I just would really love to see the church get bigger and get more active participants, because I know, at least in my congregation, all of our young people are super involved. And I know that not all churches and not all congregations are like that. So I would love to see like more youth involvement and even if it's just something as simple as they're the ones passing the collection plate around. And so, but I really like how they let us do those sort of things and let us, you know, hey, I've got an idea for a devotions we could do for Sunday school, or can I maybe teach a class? Like, I've got this vision in my head, like I want to express that. And they're so open about letting us do that. And I really enjoy that so much about Community of Christ.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very cool. Santina?
I'd say mine's like a mixture of both of theirs. I hope it does stay more open-minded and because it is really welcoming. I was originally raised Catholic. And so I wasn't born, like raised in Community of Christ. I got invited to a camp, actually. And then after that, the youth pastor at that camp was like, oh, you should come to Bethel. And so I went, me and my mom went, and the church just, we connected with it more, and it was more towards our beliefs than it was when we went to our Catholic church. And so then we converted, me and my mom both got baptized. We're the only ones in our family that's Community of Christ. But, and what I loved the most was how welcoming they were. They didn't care that, like, we still believe in some of our Catholic beliefs, and like, they were just very open and caring. And another thing that I hope is that we do continue to get bigger and also what's it called, doing more of the outreach that they do. I know like our church, like when it comes like closer to holidays or in the summer, we raise money to send to like different countries so they can get wells and animals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so I just hope that we continue to do the outreach that we do.
Yeah, that's great. Good. So is there anything else you'd want to share about yourself, Graceland, your future?
Future is scary to think about.
I remember being in your shoes. I remember graduating. Well, I remember graduating from college and then waking up thinking, oh, I've skipped a class. I'm all done with this, you know. Or did I actually get my degree?
Did that actually happen?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love my theater professor and choir professor because they have so many connections and they can help go down a path. So like in January, I'm going to this cattle call audition for a bunch of different MFA programs around the U.S. And I was like, wouldn't know that if it wasn't for Tracy Salter. They just have so many connections and they want to see you succeed.
Yeah.
They want you to do what you love to do. And they love them.
I do know. I mean, I have been impressed with my colleagues here on the academic side that have so many connections with things. Mm-hmm. And we could name names and go into detail. But,
and like Sarah Blessing, one of the most amazing women I've ever met. And I was like, she's so talented, just got her doctorate. She could be anywhere. And she chose Graceland. So it's cool how someone as talented as her sees potential in a small school like Graceland and wants to help it grow. And just amazing.
Yeah. Alan, Santine?
I don't really have anything else to add. I think Kinsey covered it pretty well. Like, it's just amazing the things that our professors and literally any staff on campus can help us do if they really want us to succeed. And they do. They really, truly want us to be the best people that we can.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I look forward to your summer and hearing about your stories about how your camps go and that kind of thing. I wish you all well, because that should be a new big adventure for you guys. So,
yes.
Yeah. All right. Well,
thanks for having us.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or whatever podcast streaming service you use, and while you are there, give us a 5-star rating. Project Zion Podcast is sponsored by Latter-day Seeker Ministries of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Latter-day Seeker Ministries or Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.